What else did
or
you
Vaz.
Say? All right, which do you prefer?
I still like just Vase.
Okay, who do you think would use Vaz?
Oh, well. Oh, I guess people that, you know, seem like they're a little fancier than I am. I'm just...
I don't know very many people that use Vaz.
Neither do I, but I enjoy just plain things.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Silverware.
All right. What's each item?
Oh, spoon, fork, and knife. Soup spoon, salad fork.
You're having a big meal. If you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak what by the plate?
Knives.
Okay, fine. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to clean some dishes. I must do what to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
All right. After you wash the dishes, then you, in clear water.
Rinse.
Okay, fine. What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing the dishes?
A washcloth.
All right. What do you call that cloth or rag you'd use in drying the dishes?
A dish towel.
Okay, fine. What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
A washcloth.
Okay.
I meant to say a dishcloth a minute ago. I was thinking that.
That's fine. After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Okay. What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
Okay, fine. It was so cold last night that our water pipes...
bursting.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
burst.
Okay, fine. People used to buy flour in a large...
flour barrel.
A barrel. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. A flour barrel. Okay. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities? And if you never did, have you ever heard a term for that? Or lard, what lard might come in if you bought a large quantity?
Bucket.
Okay, fine. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
Okay, pour through a funnel. All right. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you are riding in a buggy?
Whip.
All righty. If you bought fruit at the store, which you all don't need to do too much, the grocer might put them in a...
paper sack.
Okay, fine.
Or plastic bag now.
Sometimes. They're getting modern. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packed? Say if you had about 50 pounds of it, or 50 pounds of flour.
Sack.
Okay, fine. Alrighty. What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in? The bag that potatoes might be shipped in. What do you think of things?
Crocus sack.
Okay, fine. You ever heard any other terms? Feed or seed and manure can be shipped in, or you buy
a tow sack.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
A bushel.
Okay. What about the amount of wood you can carry at
one
time? A cord.
You can't carry a cord, but you bind by the cord.
Bind
I don't know.
By the cord. Okay, you could call it, if you carried it in your arm, you'd call it a... armful?
Oh, yeah, you could do that, but I thought the only way I...
A measurement.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was the way only a measurement they used to sell it would by a cord. Now, they probably sell
smaller
amounts now.
Right, no,
since people
I think
have, you know.